Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for news, for interpretation, for analysis, for trying to figure out what the heck is going on regarding the affidavit. About half of it was redacted. That means it's blocked out. When you actually look at the affidavit, you find out that nearly half of its length has those big, black, ugly-looking squares where you can't read under them. You can't erase it. You can't find out what is there. A lot of that has to do with names. It has to do with what are called human intelligence assets. Now, the question is, are those human intelligence assets people who are planted in foreign governments, or are they planted within current American organizations, or are they human assets that the Justice Department, that intelligence agencies have been using, that are actually part of the Trump operation? And I think that's highly unlikely. However, it's one of the questions among many, many, many questions that have been raised about the 38 pages of the affidavit. One question that I think we can answer right away and do it definitively is this one, which is, what does affidavit mean? And the definition of affidavit is, it is a sworn statement or testimony, and it has to be sworn to, that is used in a legal proceeding. And here, clearly what they mean by an affidavit is this preparation that leads to a warrant. In other words, you have to submit the affidavit before you get a warrant for a search. And that is what happened regarding that search that occurred, of course, on July 8th, that focused all the attention here. The New York Times, in reporting the affidavit, says a redacted affidavit released today said the former president took highly classified national security documents from the White House. Senator Mark Warner, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, is a Democrat from Virginia, called for an assessment of the damages posed by the mishandling of information. Is there any real doubt that there was mishandling of information? No one seems to question that. The Justice Department asked to search President Donald J. Trump's Florida residence, reports the New York Times, after retrieving an initial batch of highly classified national security documents out of concern that their disclosure could compromise clandestine human sources used in intelligence gathering, according to a redacted version of the affidavit used to obtain the warrant. What they did not want to give out, and what most of the redactions, according to all reports, involved, what most of the obscuring of details involved, was the names of spies. And the names of spies and mechanisms of spy operations that also pertain to some of these papers that they were so worried about. Now, who is it that we are spying against? I would assume that we're the United States of America. We are a world power. That we have some kinds of operations planted everywhere. And is that appropriate? Or is one of the results of this entire controversy going to be that there are people who want to pull back on the intelligence that we need? Intelligence can be wrong, by the way. Intelligence can be not smart. The most famous example is you had leading intelligence services, including the British MI6 and the Israeli Mossad and the French Secret Service, and basically everybody who believed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. He didn't. But that doesn't go to the fact that intelligence isn't valuable or necessary for a great power or for the United States as it was even before America was a great power. We had intelligence operations during the Revolutionary War that actually played a very, very real role in achieving victory. The interesting thing about this is that usually in America on media, you can immediately tell which media outlet you're listening to, which form of cable news, because of its slant. And that hasn't been the case as much today. Listen to this. This is Fox News reporting on the findings at Mar-a-Lago minutes ago. This is clip 8.
Preliminary triage of the documents with classification markings revealed the following approximate numbers: 184 unique documents bearing classification markings, including 67 documents marked as confidential, 92 documents marked as secret, and 25 documents marked as top secret. Further, the FBI agents observed markings reflecting the following compartments dissemination controls, which is HCF, FISA.
Okay, this is based on an analysis back in January. This is not a sudden thing out of a clear blue sky. Back in January, there were boxes of material that were sent to the National Archives. They looked through them, saw that they weren't neatly ordered, that they weren't, some of them even in folders, and that they'd included numerous classified documents. And the National Archives then notified the Department of Justice, and they began this grand jury investigation. This is Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC with her reporting of what has been found. This is clip 11. Times also reports the affidavit, including more than three dozen pages of evidence and legal arguments presented by the Justice Department's National Security Division, plus supporting documents, describes the government's months-long push to recover highly classified materials taken from the White House by a former president who viewed state documents as his private property. And he had already sent back 15 boxes back in January. For the first time, it also reveals the government's source of information on the movement of documents into and within the Mar-a-Lago complex. Quote, and this is from the affidavit, a significant number of civilian witnesses with knowledge of Mr. Trump's post-presidential actions. They've also expressed that one of the reasons for the redactions, and this is also added onto the material released with the affidavit, one of the reasons that they redacted so much is because they believed that there were very real risks if identities were betrayed, of consequences and retaliation. The heavily redacted affidavit was released 18 days after FBI agents descended on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence and private club with a court-authorized search warrant and carted off additional material marked as classified, citing possible violations of the Espionage Act and the obstruction of justice statutes. There is probable cause to believe that the evidence of obstruction will be found at Mr. Trump's house, the prosecutors wrote in requesting the search in this affidavit. There will be more. We'll also talk to former prosecutor Andy McCarthy of National Review and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Mediaite reported, Trump attacks Department of Justice ahead of affidavit release. Quote, hacks and thugs had no right to storm Mar-a-Lago and steal everything in sight, unquote. Former President Donald Trump preemptively attacked the Justice Department as hacks and thugs on the morning a redacted affidavit outlining the probable cause for the Mar-a-Lago search warrant gets released. That's today. Trump took to Truth Social to blast DOJ and the FBI. What he wrote was this. He said the political hacks and thugs had no right under the Presidential Records Act to storm Mar-a-Lago and steal everything in sight, including passports and privileged documents. Apparently, they have returned the three passports already. They even broke into my safe with a safe cracker. Can you believe? This act was created for a very good reason, and it works. We are right now living in a lawless country that just so happens to be also a failing nation! Exclamation point. The most fascinating speculation is what this means, and what this is a statement that was part of a letter that came along with the affidavit. The letter was explaining why about half of the material in the 38 pages was redacted. It was blocked out. And there were letters that were written by two attorneys for the Justice Department that said, first and foremost, the government must protect the identity of witnesses at this stage of the investigation to ensure their safety, said two DOJ lawyers in explaining the redaction requests. Witnesses, they wrote, could be subjected to retaliation, intimidation, or harassment, and even threats to their physical safety, adding that Judge Reinhardt himself had already noted those dangers were not hypothetical in this case. The search, the affidavit reveals, was prompted by an intensive FBI review of an initial 15 boxes of materials that Mr. Trump turned over to the archives in January after months of government pressure. January, of course, we're talking about this January, that was 1 year after he left the White House. So this has taken a time to get going because, again, the whole question is what happened after he left the White House and took these papers with him, which hasn't happened with prior presidents. In those boxes, the agents found a total of 184 documents with classification markings, including 25 marked top secret. But agents were most alarmed to discover that many of the materials included the highest national security restrictions requiring that they be held in government storage facilities and barring them from ever being shared with foreign governments to protect clandestine human sources employed by the intelligence community to collect information around the world, including to the documents. The fascinating aspect of this is the mention of protecting witnesses who they say while the government redacted details pertaining to witnesses in the Mar-a-Lago investigation, the affidavit vividly describes the dangers posed if their identities or even actions were made public. The affidavit does not disclose the natures of the material or why Mr. Trump chose to retain it. That, of course, is going to be the biggest question for President Trump and his team to explain, is why this unusual behavior of loading a bunch of stuff that was not classified, it was all thrown into boxes together and some of it outside of folders, and sending it down to Mar-a-Lago rather than leaving it for the National Archives. The New York Times says that the fact that any of the affidavit was made public is a remarkable turn of events. Such documents are almost always left entirely sealed until criminal charges are actually filed, and even then they tend to emerge only as important legal issues in a case are litigated. There's no indication the Justice Department plans to file charges in the documents case anytime soon. Why would they wait if they have the basis for charges? Because I guess they're still trying to gather information. At a hearing last week, Judge Bruce Reinhardt, apparently seeking middle ground, floated the idea of releasing portions of the affidavit. He ordered the government to send proposed redactions to him by Thursday at noon. That was last Thursday. And issued his decision to release the redacted version within hours. And that's what we have now. The idea that this is a serious setback for President Trump, or the idea that it's a big advantage for President Trump. There are lots of people who believe that. There is a one of the messages from the former president on Truth Social. It says, affidavit heavily redacted, triple exclamation points. Nothing mentioned on nuclear, a total public relations subterfuge. In other words, there's no specific references in the affidavit to nuclear codes or to anything of that nature, as the Washington Post had reported previously, there might be. A total public relations subterfuge by the FBI and DOJ, or our close working relationship regarding document turnover, we gave them much. Judge Bruce Reinhardt should never, in capitals, have allowed the break-in of my home. He recused himself 2 months ago from one of my cases based on his animosity and hatred of your favorite president, me. What changed? Why hasn't he recused himself on this case? Obama must be very proud of him right now. And that, of course, going to the charge that that Bruce Reinhardt is actually a Democrat and a partisan Democrat and a supporter of Obama. And he did, apparently, he has contributed money to Democrats. And not when you say money, it's hundreds of dollars. It's not tens of thousands. But he's also contributed money to Republicans. And his wife was appointed to her judgeship by Rick Scott, the current head of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, former governor of Florida. Coming up, best-selling author, veteran prosecutor, former chief assistant U.S. attorney in New York, and contributing editor at National Review, Andy McCarthy. Coming up right now.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heavily redacted.
Those words from former President Donald Trump as he's reacting to the release of an affidavit used to raid his South Florida home. On Truth Social, Trump calling it heavily redacted. He also says he gave many documents to federal officials. Meantime, the president is questioning why the judge in this case hasn't recused himself. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday his plan to forgive between $10,000 and $20,000 in federal student loans for borrowers making less than $125,000 a year. National Economic Council Deputy Director Bharat Ramamurthy explains what the White House is estimating the total cost of the plan to be.
It is paid for and far more by the amount of deficit reduction that we're already on track for this year.
Skeptics argue taxpayers will be on the hook. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the MedVet Show, I'm honored and grateful that Andy McCarthy, on a very busy day, has taken some time to talk to us. He is a best-selling author, contributing editor at National Review, and former chief assistant U.S. attorney, a veteran prosecutor, anti-terror prosecutor for the United States government and the Department of Justice. Andy, I know you've had a chance to read over the affidavit at this point. What, if anything, strikes you as the most significant surprise in this information?
Well, I think at first blush, Michael, there was more that was revealed in the way of text. And I don't want to say importance, but more in the way of text that was revealed than I thought would be revealed. I didn't think we were just going to get pages and pages of blacked out document because... it seemed to me there was a lot of stuff that they could reveal, like, you know, this big dispute now between Trump and the government that he wants a special master to go through all of the documents to see what's privileged and all that jazz. And I thought that in the normal Justice Department procedure, when you're going to do a search on someone who has privileged information, you lay out in the affidavit the procedure you're going to do to follow once you seize the stuff to protect the privileged information and make sure it doesn't get disclosed to the prosecution team. That's just a process. You could reveal that without having to give up any, you know, sources of information, identities of witnesses, roadmap of your investigation, et cetera. So I thought there would be information like that that they could easily reveal. And it turns out, really, there was a lot more information like that that they could reveal because they, you know, they told you how you classify information and what the different classification levels mean, the different statutes that are involved. But when it got down to brass tacks about, like, why they did this and what their probable cause evidence is, we really are not told much.
Okay, they are clearly pushing forward with an investigation about a potential indictments, potential charges against President Trump. What happens next?
I think he will not be charged. I don't think there's an intention to charge. And there hasn't been enough light shed on this, Michael, but I think we need to bear in mind, classify, even if you're not dealing with the one person in the government who has authority to declassify things, which is an immense complication no prosecutor has ever had to deal with before, classified information prosecutions themselves are very difficult to do and frequently collapse of their own weight because, you know, in order to prove the case, you almost have to reveal the information. And of course, if the whole reason for, you know, going after someone is that you're endangering the country by the way you handle the information, you don't want to reveal it at a public trial. So they're very hard cases to do to begin with. And I just think it's such an immense complication to have a president potentially be the defendant. And then I would just add to that in the normal case, you know, if you have probable cause to get a search warrant, then you have probable cause to make arrests. And that's why you never see a search warrant done in the middle of an investigation. That's almost always done at the end. You do the searches at the same time the FBI arrests people at the end. So the more I look at this, the more I think that what happened here is they really wanted their stuff back. They wanted the classified documents back. The archivist wants all of the presidential records back. But I don't think they want to do a prosecution that would be very messy and that would run the risk of, for example, disclosing to hostile governments the kind of information that Trump, you know, carelessly had down in Mar-a-Lago, which might even identify for hostile governments, you know, untrustworthy people who may have seen it and, you know, who maybe they could pay to learn neat defense secrets of the United States. So I just think they wanted their stuff back. I don't think they want to prosecute him. I think they'd love to make a January 6th case on him, but I don't think they want to do a records retention or classified information prosecution.
Another problem, I mean, for the government, and one of the reasons I agree with you, and I think it would be frankly better if we aren't torn up as a country over the next 2 years concerning a new prosecution of President Trump, but it just feels like a third impeachment. But New York Times says today in their summary, for the first time, the affidavit reveals the government source for information on the movement of documents into and within the Mar-a-Lago complex. Quote, a significant number of civilian witnesses with knowledge of Mr. Trump's post-presidential actions. That sounds like they're suggesting that there are human informants, people who are currently working with Trump who are actually providing information for potential prosecutors. If that's the case, that would be hugely controversial, wouldn't it?
It would, although, you know, the more I think about it, you know, we know that once the FBI got to look at these documents in May, the Justice Department started to issue grand jury subpoenas and the FBI was dispatched to interview people at Mar-a-Lago and on Trump's staff, and he certainly knew at least some of that, if not all of it, that was going on. So some of this may not be like you think about embedded informants like moles. Some of this may be people who, you know, the FBI shows up, they want to do an interview. You're only a witness. You don't feel like you've done anything wrong. Or if they show up with a subpoena and they feel like, you know, they have to speak because otherwise they get to go speak to a grand jury. You know, they could have gotten information from a lot of people that way without having people who were, like, tripping over themselves to cooperate with the investigation, which I sort of doubt.
If they pull back from any kinds of charges, what's the resolution here? Or do we just sort of stagger on uncertainly?
Well, I think there's a couple of things I mean, it may be that the, you know, the dog that never barks, right? We, you know, after all this frenetic activity, everything dies down, and, you know, three news cycles from now, we forget that this ever happened, as hysterical as everyone sounds today. But I think, you know, the two things I would look at are, you know, once they have these documents, they have them. So if there's any relevant evidence about January 6th, which we know they're trying to make a case about, we could hear about it that way. And the other thing that keeps sticking out to me, Michael, is on page 2 of the affidavit, we never get any read on what their evidence is for this. But they say, you know, there is probable cause to believe there is evidence of obstruction at Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, that's a kind of a wild card in this, because the Justice Department typically takes obstruction, if they have strong evidence of it, very seriously, and you could easily do a narrow obstruction case without having to expose a bunch of national security information. So I keep my eye on that, but I really think if they intended to charge this guy, they would have done it.
And could the obstruction that they were referring to be the letter they got from one of President Trump's attorneys saying he had retained no further classified material at a time when they knew he did?
I'm sure they consider that obstructive behavior on somebody's part, but at the same time, what the warrant says, what the affidavit says, is there's probable cause to believe there's evidence of obstruction at Mar-a-Lago. So that suggests to me that they thought they were going to find something that was either evidence of concealment or destruction or something. So I doubt it's just the letter, although I agree with you that they probably regard the letter as obstructive.
Andy McCarthy, always brilliant, and I guess it could be reassuring or very frustrating, the idea that this could just drag along, because it hardly seems likely that the Justice Department is going to say, oh, well, never mind, we're going to let this one go, or that President Trump is going to offer some kind of apology on some level, and they'll all shake hands and be buds again. Doesn't seem to look like it's working that way. We will be right back with more on the Medved Show. People own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a very good email came in from Bradley in Redmond. And by the way, your calls are welcomed at 1-800-955-1776. Bradley writes in, Michael, I find it difficult to believe that no other president has taken classified documents from the White House. What the FBI is saying is that they don't trust President Trump, who just happened to be president of the United States for 4 years. Again, this doesn't bring our nation together and is totally unnecessary. Enjoy the show. Thank you. Signed, Bradley in Redmond. Look, the idea that this was not a problem with other presidents, I mean, there are reasons why this is so extraordinary and so abnormal, and unfortunately it's too typical of President Trump's relations with the Justice Department. And you may remember that from the beginning of his presidency, it was earlier in his presidency, he fired James Comey at the FBI and replaced him with Christopher Wray. And what people forget is that Wray was Trump's hand-picked choice of successor. And just as Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, the head of the Justice Department for the first years of his administration, was one of Trump's earliest supporters, was his hand-picked successor, there has always been this tension between Trump and the Justice Department. And part of that had to do with the idea that Trump, and this has been revealed in all of the books about Trump and the administration and the way he operated, including those very well-informed appropriate books by Bob Woodward, that Trump believed that the Attorney General should be his lawyer, the same way he felt that they should be his documents. And the question here, and the problem isn't that Trump took documents that were classified out of the White House. It's that he took documents at all, where the well-known policy had been since the Presidential Record Act, which is 1978, which is what, that's 44 years ago, that the policy had been that any documents generated at the White House belong to the National Archives and go to the government, not to a president's personal library or not to his home in any sense. Kevin, calling in from Spokane, Washington. Kevin, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Hey,
hi.
Look, I don't know what the topic is today, but since the affidavit has been released, I'm pretty sure you're talking about the FBI. And I agree with you. We should support the FBI, and we should support law enforcement. I agree with you, and give them the benefit of the doubt. But, Michael, you don't seem to be addressing the whole past during the Trump administration, the whole Russian collusion fraud that was perpetrated on the American people for years. I mean, don't you remember, surely you remember, what's his name, Strzok?
Yeah, Peter Strzok, who is now a commentator on MSNBC. Look, the truth of the matter is, this is under full investigation, continuing by John Durham, who was appointed under Attorney General Bill Barr, and some of the wrongdoing, some of which has been admitted and adjudicated already, there was a false basis or a distorted basis for a FISA warrant. But the truth of this, of the matter is, what does that have to do with any of this? And because, first of all, none of that occurred under Christopher Wray. That was all prior. Secondly, it's currently being massively investigated, and there's no question that John Durham is continuing his investigation, but it's very slow. Does the real question here, Kevin, and I'm very glad to hear your thoughts on it, is why Trump found it so important to risk consequences, and he has to know, and he apparently was informed that he was risking consequences, by at the last minute taking papers out of the White House that he wasn't supposed to.
I agree. And those questions remain to be answered.
Right, which is exactly what we're all engaged in right now. And the point is, do you think it was like an FBI conspiracy to entrap Trump, to sort of lure him into taking whole boxes of papers away from his White House office?
No, I don't think that. Well, I don't know, Michael. We don't know what's in those boxes. But the point is, the FBI has a lot to answer for with the whole the pee-pee case, remember that?
The FBI had nothing to do with that. They didn't.
They haven't answered it.
Okay, the point is that they have. We had a Mueller investigation, which I think was way, way overkill. The Mueller investigation came out. The Russian collusion charges collapsed. And that didn't go on for all 4 years. I mean, the collapse of the Russian collusion investigation was before the first impeachment, which was about the Ukraine and the phone call with Zelensky. And again, if you look at the Trump administration, there have been so many issues that have come up about alleged wrongdoing. And some of that, by the way, I agree with you, has to do with the fact that Trump has been a target. And he was a particularly juicy target because he was incredibly sloppy with so much stuff that he did that's really deeply questionable. And the question about him taking these papers away, there's nothing in the affidavit to indicate anything about Trump's motivation. which, again, it goes to one of the reasons that I agree with Andy McCarthy, who was just on our show, a former prosecutor, who believes that it is unlikely that there will be charges. Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, who is a rising Republican star, increasingly mentioned when they talk about potential presidential surprise candidates. He was on Fox News, and he had, I think, what's a useful message for a lot of Fox News viewers. This is Governor Youngkin, clip 7.
Transparency is the key here, and my criticism of Attorney General Garland has been lack of transparency and what really is a clear politicization of the Attorney General's office and whether to investigate parents in Loudoun County or not to, in fact, enforce code and keep our justices safe in Virginia. And so transparency is the key. I know there's a lot more to come here, and so I would just caution folks to not draw too many conclusions from today's release and yet continue to ask for more transparency. That's going to be the key here.
Okay, transparency for the Justice Department, for the FBI, and maybe we could add transparency also for the Trump Organization. This idea that a lot of what was redacted was to protect witnesses. And it says a significant number of civilian witnesses with knowledge of Mr. Trump's post-presidential actions. That means, to a great extent, people who still work for him. And the affidavit says they want to protect. Does that mean basically keeping secret any testimony that they gave? Or the selection of testimony regarding President Trump? All of this goes to the basic question that has yet to be answered. In fact, it's yet even to be meaningfully asked. A question which is, okay, what was it about these papers in particularly, and we know he was particularly concerned about letters that he received from Kim Jong-un and other things that seemed like mementos. Is that all this was, or is there something more? There's something more in terms of dealing with the homeless crisis. It is an American crisis. There's now, right in Tacoma, Washington, a new way of potentially dealing with it. We will get to that and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.